The Social Security Administration is trying to crack down on fraud. To do that, millions of Americans may need to prove who they are face to face at their nearest Social Security office. That could get harder for some as DOGE tags nearly 50 offices for closure. The verification changes start next week. According to a notice from the Social Security Administration, individuals seeking to file benefit claim and direct deposit changes who cannot use their personal My Social Security account, which requires online identity proofing, will then need to visit a local Social Security office to prove their identity in person. The policy changes the previous procedure where recipients could verify their identity over the phone. Starting Monday, people can start a claim over the phone, but can't finish it until they're seen in person. In order to reduce fraud, you have to make people come into the office and prove things, but that also raises the administrative costs. So that's the balance that we're playing off here, said Timothy McBride. Tim McBride is a professor of public health at Washington University in St. Louis. While for him, the Social Security office is just a few miles away, he recognizes that's not the case for everyone. My brother-in-law, he had to get in his car and drive over 100 miles to go to the Social Security office and wait overnight for 8 hours to get his problem resolved, Timothy McBride said. And of the hundreds of federal real estate leases the Department of Government Efficiency has earmarked for canceling, 47 of them are Social Security offices. During confirmation hearings Tuesday, President Donald Trump's nominee to run the Social Security Administration didn't comment on cuts to phone service or possible locations. Frank Bisignano said, "We will meet beneficiaries where they want to be met, whether in person, in field offices, on the web, or on the phone. On the phone, I'm committed to reducing wait times and providing beneficiaries with a better experience. Waiting 20 minutes plus to get an answer will be of yesteryear." In-person wait times have been heading in the wrong direction for years. A report from the Office of the Inspector General said wait times averaged 19 minutes in fiscal year 2010. In 2023, they observed customers waiting 37 to 57 minutes to receive services. Still, Social Security boasts high satisfaction rates in person. According to the agency's latest customer service data, in 2023, 92% of respondents were satisfied with their in-person visits. Meanwhile, in 2021, 68% of callers to the 800 number said they were satisfied with the process. In a Pew Research poll conducted last summer, 53% of people had a favorable view of the Social Security Administration, while 32% had an unfavorable view. The Social Security Administration says it is increasing its protection for America's seniors and other beneficiaries by eliminating the risk of fraud associated with changing bank account information by telephone. The Trump administration has railed against fraud within government, and officials vow to root it out. Howard Lutnick said, "Let's say Social Security didn't send out their checks this month. My mother-in-law, who's 94, she wouldn't call and complain. She just wouldn't. She thinks something got messed up and she'll get it next month." A fraudster always makes the loudest noise, screaming, yelling, and complaining. This week, a senator asked Trump's SSA nominee, Frank Bisignano, to comment on the Commerce Secretary's remarks. Frank Bisignano said, question, "Do you agree with Secretary Lutnick that only fraudsters would complain when the government fails to send Social Security checks?" Bisignano, "I don't think anyone would appreciate not getting their Social Security check on time." Bisignano is expected to be confirmed. More changes are coming to Social Security. As part of the Social Security Fairness Act signed by President Biden before leaving office, the law repeals two programs that previously minimized benefits for millions of workers who received pensions based on work not covered by Social Security. This change puts more money into the bank accounts of former teachers, police officers, and firefighters, to name a few. On the flip side, the agency is ending a pandemic-era policy that capped overpayment withholdings to 10%. Starting Thursday, Social Security can withhold 100% of benefits from people who are overpaid until the claim is settled.